Now, the odd part of it is that he made a truth when he made the first postulate. And that which denied that truth then persisted. The second postulate always persists. I give you R240. The dissertation in R240 in the handbook makes this much clearer. But I just look at that. The second postulate persists, not the first one. The second postulate introduces time. Now, persists is time, that's all. Mortality, immortality, this is a matter of time. It's also a matter of identity, but it's basically a matter of time. That which is persisting means that which is timing. And if you have assumed that after you made a postulate, you then had something which permitted you to make another postulate, you'd have to postulate time there, wouldn't you? Oh, that's quite interesting. So that your second postulate then introduces time, merely because it's a second postulate. You had to introduce time. See, there is no time in the static natively. Time is just a consideration. All right, so you introduce time. You get a lie. This is mechanical, by the way. This is the way it works. You make a second postulate in front of the first postulate. It's the second postulate which persists, but it derives its strength from the first postulate. There's a large dissertation on this in R240. And I give you that for your consideration. But the way we entered into the solution of the subject of Scientology and life was this. Again, I give you this. Stupidity is the unknownness of consideration. Well, then truth is the knownness of the consideration, isn't it? Well, right back there we have that perfect duplicate. Right back on the line, we found out that when you got the as-isness of anything, if you made a perfect duplicate of it, it would disappear, wouldn't it? So, truth is a perfect duplicate. But that's a disappearance. Well, if that's a disappearance, then all you've got left is the static. So truth is a static. And it follows through just as clearly as that. It's a mechanical proof. It's as mechanical as any kind of proof you wanted in any field of mathematics. It's totally mechanical. Now, again, a problem is a solution. Only when you get the as-isness of the problem. Is that right? Problem is the solution, we get the as-isness of the problem. Therefore, what do we got left? We got the as-isness of the problem. We have nothing left. Oh, but we don't have nothing. We have a static. So we find out that the ultimate truth is also the basic truth. Contains no time, no motion, no mass, no wavelength. And we find the ultimate solution contains no time, no mass, no wavelength. Very interesting, isn't it? Very, very fascinating. So we come back to something which is not an imponderable. Does and can one of these statics exist? Yes, that too we can subject to proof. And we can subject it to proof immediately, instantly, and easily. Nothing to it.